What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess. Oh.
What happened?
We're fine.
Oh, is it on the radio?
Nope.
Nothing's on the radio right now?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nothing at all. We're good. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Off last week. Makes you appreciate us more. See, y'all took us for granted. Y'all just assumed we're going to be here every week.
Were we? I thought we did it. No, we did last week.
No. Last week was that crazy ass week, man. Mm. Mercury retrograde really just...
No, didn't we?
Shoved us right in the ass last week, man. No, it was that, bro, last week was last week. Last week was last week. Just remember last week? It was last week.
Okay. It was last weekend.
It was last weekend for sure, bro.
Last weekend hard.
But it's a brand new season of Kramer and Jess Uncensored. And man, have we got a great season lined up for you. I don't want you to ever think that we just turn these mics on and 5 seconds before we turn these mics on, we say, what do y'all want to talk about? Because we don't do that.
Yeah, we do. That's exactly what we do.
We got a whole list of content just planned. All right. Anyway, if you're new to the Uncensored podcast, Jess, do you want to explain how this works? Because again, I feel like you never know when someone's going to pop in new to the show and just be like, oh my God, I just found this new radio show that I listen to with my kids and they sound really nice.
Yeah.
We're not
like the radio show. It's definitely different. Uncensored is in fact very uncensored, and it's like the close friends feature you have on Instagram where you show certain people certain things, and that's kind of how we look at our community here.
Yeah. And we do the show live on YouTube as well. Hi, YouTube friend. It's a whole different family. It's so funny. We have all these different like little families, and our YouTube podcast family is a whole different crew. If you ever want to come watch us live and be a part of this show, because this is fun. It's, you know, there's people that text into the show, radio show, and then there's people that call into the radio show, and there's people we talk to on Instagram. That's a whole like different family. And there's people that come on live to our YouTube show and are part of it over here. And what's up, Tina? Good morning. And there's Bethany is here. What's up? Bethany said, almost forgot to be here. Don't forget to be here. And it's always hard. We're not consistent. I know. Sorry. What's up, Marcy? Marcy made it. She's busy. Sorry. Marcy's like, y'all got to wrap this up by 11. I got things to do.
I know.
Amber, what's up? And Celia, hi. Good morning. Good morning. If you ever want to watch it live, it's like 10 Eastern-ish. It's like 10:21 right now, so we're a little late. So sorry. But YouTube, you can find us at Kramer and Jess and be a part of the show. What are you blowing up on TikTok for a good reason or a bad reason?
No, lowest of key. Good reason. Okay. No, yeah. No, that's fair. No. Good reason, and also like I feel seen, and because I posted this video asking TikTok if they had any sort of details about this new Harry Potter ride at Universal Studios.
Oh, the new
because all of those different lands called? Well, this specific park is called Epic Universe.
Yeah.
There's like Monster Universe, I think there's like there's Super Mario that they just opened. Well, technically everything opened May 22nd,
right?
But they had a bunch of influencers there this last weekend getting to see all of the universes and all of the rides. And the
did you see that story of like 800 people got fired, by the way?
Why?
Because
did they post stuff?
They did a family weekend for the employees first,
and they posted,
and the rules were that you couldn't post anything. But what was happening were influencers were paying the people that worked at the parks to
say get videos
that they were family members of these people,
and they got in.
So they were going in, and they were going
oh,
in as
shit.
Family members.
I wonder if these are the videos that I've been seeing. I mean, they're oh shit!
And they can't hate the hustle.
I mean, yo, it was a good move, right? Because they were able to get all this exclusive content. But
oh my god,
800 people got fired.
Wait, was that the employee weekend I'm talking about, or was
it influencer weekend?
They had two separate, right?
They did an influencer weekend last weekend.
Okay, yeah.
I think.
Okay, so that was the influencer weekend.
They weren't supposed to post anything.
No.
For employee weekend.
Yeah.
So that's the stuff you're seeing this last weekend was the influencer weekend.
Like a shit ton of new universes are opening at Universal Studios in Orlando,
yeah.
And the main one I'm super freaking excited for is the new Harry Potter ride in Epic Universe. It's called Harry Potter and the Battle at the Ministry.
Ooh.
And you guys know how fucking crazy I am about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And what's really cool about this is for the Harry Potter fans, they've literally created the Ministry of Magic. And I swear to you, it looks like you are on a movie set of how incredible, honestly, all of the universe. I mean, Universal's giving Disney a run for their money.
Yeah.
I'm sure like Disney is shaking in their boots
the
right now.
Good.
Because
all the parks,
Super Mario, the monster stuff, like everything looks incredible. However, I'm the kind of person that before I go on any ride, I have to look up videos and I have to look up POVs. I swear to God, every single before I go on anything, like before Garage Boy and I like have a trip or something, we go on YouTube and I will watch the ride to see if I can go on it. All right. I will research it to see if I can go on it. And the things I'm looking for is like scariness and drops and speed.
Which is so, but we've talked about this before on the radio show. Like, or was it on here? It's so bizarre to me because
people do it.
It's to me, it's like, why would you want to watch the ride? It's like watching the movie before you go see the movie, or like reading people. Some people do this. And to me, that's weird too. Like reading the synopsis of the movie before you go see the movie. Like, why do you want to know what's going to happen before you go see the movie? Like,
and I don't have to know of everything, but I need to know if it's like a roller coaster type vibe because I don't ride roller coasters. I can't. Or if there are massive drops, I have to know. Okay. And I mean, I go through rides that I don't get on the ride. I just go through the QB, like Gringotts. I have to go through that shit because it's so fucking cool. Yeah. But like, I don't get on the roller coaster. I get off, like I literally leave right before I'm supposed to get on. It's fine. So
wait, what do you mean?
Okay. So there is this roller coaster at Universal Studios in Harry Potter, in the Harry Potter section.
I know exactly the one you're talking
Gringotts,
about.
But it's so fucking
Which
sick because
that?
It's literally the bank with the dragon on top, and you go inside and the goblins are there. Like, it looks like a movie set.
I'm trying to think if I rode that
I
one
haven't
or not.
Been there. I just the have also one? Watched the video.
It looks
online.
Incredible. But to me, half of the, honestly, most of the experience is the queue because it's almost like you're literally in it. You are surrounded by a light. You really are in the world of Harry Potter, walking through, waiting in line before you even get on the ride. Because it makes you feel like you're on a movie set before going in, right?
I need to do
you probably could. I don't know when you went, but you probably couldn't because it's like screens and it's fucking crazy.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's like low key roller coaster.
It's not the one in the castle. I did the castle.
No,
one.
That is
sick,
that's Hagrid's.
Yeah.
That's Hagrid's.
And I did that. I did the Hagrid's one. That was the outside one.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about a bank, so yeah. I don't think I did that one.
No, and the other one, see, I can do the other one, but like the one in the bank, there's like a big drop in the beginning.
Okay.
And so I was like,
you just stood in line.
I stood in line for an hour and a half.
And then you left.
And then I didn't get on the ride. No, and I'll do it again.
Dude, that makes no sense.
No, it makes perfect sense because there's so much more experience before you get on the ride.
No, that makes literally no sense.
No.
You did the worst part of the ride.
No, it's the best part.
No, it's like immersive though.
It's immersive.
It can't be that immersive.
No,
as
it is.
As someone who's terrified of roller coasters, I actually really get this. Because like, I love theming.
Yes.
Like, I love a dark ride, but I've never been on a roller coaster
Guardians
in my
of the
life,
Galaxy. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy is another example of that in Disneyland, California, where I will go through, but I won't get on.
That is crazy.
Because inside feels like you're actually in the movie, but I have no interest in getting on the ride because it's like the drops are like Tower of Terror.
The Star Wars
Rise
ride,
of the Resistance.
Right.
I can do that.
The line almost killed me. Like, if I...
But it's so cool, though. But you're literally in the galaxy. When you're like waiting in line,
2 hours, and I swear to you, y'all, that line literally, if you remember when I went to that thing a couple of years ago, like that line literally was almost the end of me. If I had to stand that line and I got to the end of it and then just left,
why didn't you pay for the thing?
I just couldn't. For some reason, it wasn't available that day, or maybe it already sold out or whatever. So I stood in that line for 2 hours. If I got to the end of that line and then left, I would not be the same human I am today.
No,
like,
I did.
Somebody literally like would be the end of someone's life. I'm not sure who.
The next
mine,
time, no.
Somebody else is. Like, I don't know.
No, the next time I go, I will be waiting like in the queue for the Gringotts and I will not get on.
That is crazy.
I look forward to it.
does that sound nuts to anybody? Like, it's literally just a stand in line. Amber said it's not just a regular line. It's a museum experience, but more exciting.
Absolutely. I think that is such a good way to describe it because you truly feel like it is a museum experience and that you're on this movie set of whatever movie the ride is about, right?
Amber gets it.
So I was looking at all these videos and all the influencers had a ton of shit on like the monster stuff. And I'm like, why the fuck are all the Harry Potter videos are just when you walk in and when you walk out? And I was pissed. I'm like commenting on these influencer videos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need you to give me more information. Like, are there drops? Is this a roller coaster? What is the seating situation like? Yeah. Like, what kind of ride is it? Because they're like, oh my God, this is so sick. And I'm like, I don't have any of my posting themselves of it? Yes.
Even after
they're like, this ride is going to change the history of rides in all parks of a blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that is not what I need from you. I need to know if I can get on this ride.
A 31-year-old adult.
Not just me. Can I? But like, people like me. People like me we can do this.
Got it.
So I posted a video. I'm literally laying on my couch and I'm like, I just need to know, Are there drops on this ride? Is it like Rise of the Resistance or is it like Tower of Terror? Also, can I wait in the queue and not ride the ride and walk out? This is what I need to know.
And that went viral.
How many
views did I get?
89,000 views.
Wow, how about
and
that?
And it is 183 comments. And I really felt so understood because there's so many people like
the same
me.
Thing?
And they're like, bestie, where the fuck? We need to know. Like, all of us are, everyone's like, we need the beans. Where is everyone? Like, we need to know this.
That's crazy to me. Yes. That seems so
and
insane.
Then people have been sharing information, and then everyone's like, oh my God, I heard this. I think we can ride this ride. And it's just a beautiful community of high anxiety individuals like myself, and I feel very safe here.
You find your people. That's the thing with TikTok, mm-hmm. is you definitely find your humans on there. I'm gonna tell you this, for better or worse. Like you're gonna find the crowd that like you're looking for, for better or worse on TikTok. So like, be careful. Like,
I'm just so thankful that I was able to help others, because now a lot of us know, because this is information that we needed.
I'll say this: I've never, and Amber, you can hop in this conversation too. Like, do you actually go through the? Because she said it's not a regular line; it's a museum experience. But you don't actually just go through the line just to then hop out at the end of the ride. Like, that to me, that's crazy. Even if it was like a cool line, I'm not gonna stand. Now, if you could just walk through at a leisurely pace, that'd be one thing. Y'all, standing with all of those sweaty ass Florida people.
But it's inside.
I don't care. Everyone's so stinky and sweaty and like duh faced. Like, I couldn't do it. I personally, does that sound nuts to you to like stand in a line for an hour and a half, Charlotte, and like you would do it if it's like for example, Super Mario. I would love to go to this park. Like, I would, and there's one in California. The Super Mario one was already open in California. Uh-huh. I can't.
You're not going to go?
I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't, because
really?
Of the fucking line.
I can't believe
you. I can't do it. And y'all know me. I love Super Mario stuff. Mm. I can't do it because of the people. Now, if I could go and ride, because they have a Mario Kart one, and I would risk it for the dizziness because I'm such a fan. If I could wait like 20 minutes, I would wait 20 minutes for the ride. I would do it. I don't think I could go, because the lines are like hour and a half, 2 hours. I can't do it with people anymore, man. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Now, would I ever, in a million fucking years, even with as much as I love Mario, as a massive fan, could I ever go walk through the line and then just leave? No, like, that is so crazy to me. No. Like, that is insane. Okay.
It's worth it. It's literally worth every minute.
Amber says a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
Amber on our YouTube show. She says a lot of people do it.
You know what I think it's like? It reminds me of like Meow Wolf.
A Meow Wolf?
Yeah. They have one in like Texas and Denver, Colorado. It's basically like, they've just curated vibes. Like, it's this thing you go and you walk through. And I feel like that sounds like what Jess is describing.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What is Meow Wolf?
It's like this like art installation slash kind of a theme park. And it's like you just walk through and like look at stuff, interact with stuff, get photos. And I'm like, that sounds like what you're talking
about, That's me. I will walk around. Like, my favorite thing to do is when Garage Boy is going on crazy rides, or if we're with a group of people and they're going on crazy rides. I will walk around by myself for hours and literally be happy as a clam.
That's to walk around a park. That's fine. It's the single file, like,
but it
inching
feels,
is
but
like,
it feels like that inside though. I can't. I think like, yeah, I just can't. I can't explain enough how much it literally feels like a movie set. Like, I am in Hogwarts. Like, when you're inside, it really feels that way because of how detailed everything is where, like, that's how slow I'd be walking if I was like on the Warner Brothers lot. Like, I would be like, oh my God, I would. So I feel like it's very relaxing for me. It's air conditioned. Like, I love it. I love it.
I say that's what I love about our show is, like, we can hear about it, the same exact experience. And this is usually how it goes. Very rarely did Jess and I hear about this same exact experience and feel like we would have the same exact time at whatever that experience may be.
Yeah.
Like, whatever she did to explain sounds like the worst fucking nightmare of my life. Being stuck in a line for two fucking hours.
Yeah.
Even if it was something I was interested in, sounds fucking terrible.
It's so,
like, my worst nightmare.
It's so freaking cool.
Talking about like finding your people on here, TikTok can also like work in reverse of like finding your people. And by the way, our TikTok is not a spam account. We should probably explain this. We had to reset our TikTok account.
Oh, and
this
Lord.
Is a whole, do you want to explain, Charlotte, how did we even got here while I look this up?
It was a saga.
Yeah.
So I started working here, and obviously being Gen Z coded, I was like, so why aren't we posting on TikTok? And yeah. they were like, funny story. We haven't been able to find the password for 3 years. So the three of us have been trying, like fighting for our lives, trying to reset, trying to get in on the computer, which we eventually did. But fun fact, you can't reset the damn password yeah. from the computer.
We don't know how.
So
we have no idea.
We were like, the best we can do is get rid of this account and start anew, because it's better than just being stuck in this limbo forever. But after 30 days, we're supposed to be able to get back our old username.
Yeah.
But it still won't let us have it. So now we're just Kramer.Jess, and we're mad about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I'm not mad about it.
I'm so mad about it. It
looks well, he's
so,
very mad.
You, it looks so janky,
I really
y'all.
Don't care.
Like, Kramer.Jess looks like somebody in a basement made like a spoof account or something.
Why can't also, it be Kramer no. Jess Radio? Like, it's not that
I
big
said
of a
that.
Deal.
I said Kramer Jess Mix.
Yeah,
I said
there's so
Kramer
many
Jess.
Well, I'll
show.
Tell you. Here's a couple of reasons of why I don't like these names. And this is going to sound weird, but go with me here. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tie ourselves to a radio station, like any particular radio station, or just the radio in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't want to be known as like one particular radio station.
Hard.
And then I also don't want to just be known as a radio show. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're more than just a radio show, like,
that's
just
fair.
In general. So
yeah.
it's kind of hard. So I just want to be known as Kramer and Jess, but Kramer.Jess, like, that just sounds illegal or something. I don't know. It sounds weird. So it's talking about like finding your people. You got to also be careful on TikTok, because like, you're going to find your people and like, they're just going to be honest with you. So we posted this video yesterday of me talking about how I feel like I'm running out of time mm-hmm. when it comes to dating. And I wake up this morning and realize I got tagged in this video, and I'm like, oh, let's see what some of these comments say. Here's the comment. You have run out of time. And now your options are loneliness or becoming a stepfather or to a very overweight woman is the first comment.
Okay.
And the next comment is, it's a very valid fear over options slowly being taken off the table. So, all right. That's TikTok
both
for
of those.
You.
So that like, person should...
Like, that's why I don't
also,
like,
you can kiss my hot fat ass like, that you'll never get to touch.
That's why I honestly don't like about social media.
Yeah,
like,
no, people say the craziest shit.
They just go off. Like,
have we deleted
these,
that yet?
Who are these
actually,
people?
Actually, no. Give us the interaction.
I just don't even know who these people are. I'm like, who even are these? Like, who in the world is sitting back there being like, watch that and it's like, oh, I need to like.
I'll tell you. It's the same lady I had to address on Facebook.
You handled that so beautifully.
And listen, I waited for a while. I let her troll me for a while. For honestly, shit,
well,
a couple of months.
Bro, that one was wild because
a couple of months she was trolling me. But here's no. But the to go back to your comment about like who are these people, and this is why it's so crazy to me of like people saying these kind of comments. And I'm not going to talk shit on anyone or their appearance or anything like that. But I will speak on the situation with myself of this woman who is probably at least around my grandmother's age, I will say. I'm assuming. I don't know. I really don't. But
wow.
but like, I don't. Maybe she's not.
Very bad skin.
Who knows?
We don't know.
But she is older than me. I will say that. Yeah. And and it's a woman. And for months, she has been leaving super negative comments, all targeted at me specifically.
Yeah.
And I forget what it was. And at that point, I was just like super irritated. So I just wanted to like look at her page. This woman has like had like Disney Christmas decorations. She had a banner that was like live, laugh, love. She also posted pictures about like spread love, spread joy, like all of these like positive things.
It's always a spread joy, motherfucker.
And yet all the comments she was leaving on our shit were so fucking nasty.
Yeah.
And that is just so bizarre to me. And I feel like a lot of people who speak like that online, who they portray themselves to be, is so different than how they interact with everyone else. And so it's like the comments that we got on that TikTok is like, what the fuck are you saying?
I think with that one, it made me laugh even harder because obviously it's somebody that knew the radio stations. There was like a little bit more of like a local like tie connection.
Yeah.
The best part was that she was making fun of Jess's hoodie.
Of that had Disney on it.
It had Disney. She was like, that's so juvenile.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody in the comments realized that this woman had a...
had Disney Christmas
Christmas ornaments in the tree behind her. And I was like,
girl,
it's almost like because you guys have like multiple interests in common that she's like, she's doing it better than me.
Maybe she's jealous of you,
like,
or something?
Yeah, no,
that was weird.
No.
That was a weird one.
It was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was bizarre. Everything she was making fun of me for, I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But it was bold because, like, I'm assuming with your TikTok comment, Kramer, like, it was like a gray face account with, like, no actual identification.
Yeah, which a lot of the time is it is.
This lady's is crazy because it's like, baby, we can trace this back to you.
You live, like, you live down the street.
No, she's down the street. Like, your face is in your freaking thing. Like,
it's weird.
It was wild.
It was bizarre. Okay, today we need to talk about cheating statute of limitations. How long can cheating be held over your head? Because honestly, I feel like I got away with cheating and it should not be held over my head. And we'll talk about it after the break, okay?
The how long can you get away with cheating is like actually like demon behavior. It was like a diabolical thing to come out of your mouth.
All right, let's explain this. So if you don't know, I was in New York for a little get together with a girl that I dated in high school, and we talked about this on the last episode that we did, and we were debating like, well, is it worth getting back together with somebody? Was it not? Blah, 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 blah. Right. And by the way, if you didn't listen to the radio show, I went this weekend. It was a very much a friend thing, which was fine. And again, I kind of went up there not knowing what the expectation was. It seemed maybe like it was flirty, but then there were also signs that it was very friendship. And mm-hmm. so the expectation was nothing more than like, let's just kind of see where this goes. And it was fine. It was a fine weekend. I think it stung a little bit, but we talked about it on the radio show. It's just more of like me at this weird age of life being like, yo, so like, what's up? Like, what's up? Like, what's going on? Mm. What's going on with me just in general, right?
More so the pressure you're putting on yourself, not so much her,
like,
the person.
No. It had nothing to do with her. Yeah. It was fine. It was, honestly, we had a good time and like reminiscing and stuff like that.
That's good.
Okay.
Do you think you'll ever hang out again?
I don't think I would. That trip's hard for me, man. It's like, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Like, if I ever was back up there, I wouldn't mind.
You'd, like, have lunch or something.
Like, if you guys are in town, but you don't know if you'll, like, go out of your way just for that
right.
kind of thing.
Totally. Yeah. Like, if I was ever up there again, I wouldn't mind seeing her. It wasn't like that. It was just,
Yeah, I got it. Like, a B, C friend.
Totally. C.
Okay.
Like, if I'm in town, I'll hit you up if I have time. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not going to, I probably wouldn't just go out of my way.
So you were not changed for good.
I was not changed for good, Charlotte. Very good. Okay. So here's where this comment comes in. Okay. So, because Charlotte knows a little bit more about the situation because I was confiding in my friend Charlotte over here. I don't even really mind talking about this now because it's been so long. I didn't even like think about it or really think that it was even a big deal because so much time has passed. So when her and I were dating literally 20 years ago.
How old are you?
God, 15? 15,
16?
16?
Mm. Old 15, enough 16. For ethics.
Old enough to know what decisions you're making.
I wouldn't disagree. I'm not saying, by the way, I'm not saying I'm proud of this. I'm not even trying to like...
Old enough to break hearts.
Defend my actions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I by no means come to this podcast claiming to be a role model or a perfect person. I just try to speak my truth.
Yeah.
And really debate, like, let's talk about like how long can you hold something over someone's head? So I told
Charlotte. Interesting.
What?
No, that's an interesting thing. You're right. How long can you hold something over somebody's head?
I told Charlotte, like, when we were boyfriend-girlfriend.
Love that.
Back in high school.
Yeah.
I did at one point kiss another girl.
Who was this girl?
What do you mean?
Like, was this her friend?
We all knew each other.
So it was a friend of hers.
Are we allowed to talk about the context?
No.
Okay.
Okay, but it was a friend of hers.
Not really. We all knew each other, but I wouldn't say it was her friend.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was her friend.
Okay. Was it someone she was suspicious of?
No. She wouldn't have like...
No? Because she trusted you?
Jessica.
Ooh.
Do you want to be honest about this or do you not?
No, yeah, but like, I can still pop off, please.
This is literally, I'm 41 years old.
Yeah,
this
but okay, first of all, I'm allowed to ask questions.
You can
second
ask
of
questions.
All, that kind of stuff is very like curious. Like I want to know,
sure.
You know what I
but
mean?
But not like one of her friends.
Yeah, yeah. It's like not like her best friend.
No.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
like that. It wasn't devilish. It wasn't like that. I did in this process of being a non-brain developed boy.
Yeah.
I did kiss another girl while this was happening. Okay.
Is that it?
That's it. Just kiss. Mm. Just kiss. That was it. Smooch. A little smoocheroo. You know
was
what I mean?
Was there tongue?
There was tongue. There
okay.
was
tongue. So it's a little more tongue. Than a little smooch.
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't get into details, touch, clearly, because you guys were, you know, underage, but
yeah, exactly.
We'll move along.
Yeah.
So, but no, honestly, that was it. You can ask questions. That was literally it. That
okay.
was no heavy petting, no nothing. Like, that was it. Aww. Okay? So, So Charlotte, though, was like, oh my God, like... You have to tell her that you did that. And I was like, wait, what? Like, no, I'm not going to like... And this actually was even... I think I told you this story before I even told you that I was going to go meet up with her. Didn't this story come up like a while
this
ago?
This was like early in me like working here.
Yeah, I think I told Charlotte this story like a while ago, even before the idea of me meeting up with this girl even came up. I think I told Charlotte this story.
So it was really funny because when you were like, I'm going to meet up with her, I was like, is that the girl?
Wait, the same girl? I was like, yeah. And then Charlotte was like, oh my God, you have to tell her that you did that. And I was like, wait, do I?
Was that under the context too, Charlotte? Like if it was romantic, if it ended up being romantic, or did you think that he needed to tell her no matter what?
Initially, I was saying it because I just thought it was really funny. Like I just thought a really funny iceberg would be like, "Ayo, do you know I cheated okay. on you 20 years ago?"
Okay, first off, terrible icebreaker. We're gonna read that, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Been a while. Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Guess what happened?
Yeah.
Because it's so far removed, I low-key was like, "It's funny," but you like. I gotta come clean. Like, if this woman is letting you stay in her guest bedroom, like, you gotta let her know.
So, that was really kind of like this question behind the scenes. Now, by the way, I didn't say a word because, like, but even if, let's just, now we're gonna play the hypothetical here.
Yeah, because I do think it becomes a more valid question if it was romantic.
It
right.
did, yeah. I was saying if it actually turned into something serious, then you actually have to tell her. But before that, I was joking.
Now,
yeah.
Here I am. I am a more mature brained, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I've grown up a little bit since that day. A little bit, not much. the question is, let's just say, and this honestly was kind of in the back of my head because Charlotte fucked me up over
I'm
this.
Sorry.
I'm kind of glad.
No,
she did.
She didn't fuck you
because
up. You did what you did.
Because I reminded you of your actions.
Well, it was like.
You did what you did. Never, do not blame it on anyone else.
Never in a million years would I assume that I would need to like bring that up. Like ever in a million years would I even like think about bringing that up, assume I would need to bring that up. Like never would I ever think that like that would need to be a topic of conversation. Okay, because keep in mind, let's just say for math's sake, I'm just going to say that was. Excuse me, 25 years ago. Mm. Okay.
No.
Yeah, thank you, Jess. I would not assume that anything that happened 25 years ago.
Nobody needs to know.
Would need to be talked
ever?
About ever again. Like it does. Like for example, if she was like, even if she like gangbanged behind my back in high school. If she gangbanged, I wouldn't.
Don't say.
I wouldn't want to know. Like, I wouldn't want to know.
There's so many other things you could say.
Like, what?
I don't know.
What? Like, that's what I'm saying. They, like, do the worst. And I wouldn't want to know.
Yeah.
If we were, like, coming into this, mm-hmm. I would not want to know any of that.
No.
Because to me, like, this was a brand new thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that, like, what happened 25 years ago matters anymore. Like it doesn't seem like it was really relevant, but Charlotte made it kind of seem like this has to be brought to light. I mean, what's the truth?
You know, I think because Charlotte and I were talking about it, and I think that
wait, behind my back,
of course, of course, the girlies be chatting. But this is my thought on the matter. Like, I agree with you when you say, as far as like, it's been so long and you guys are completely different people and you're going into a new thing. And I would think it would be weird to bring it up if like you guys connected and like high school was like not spoken about at all. Like if you guys didn't even acknowledge it and you were like, hey, by the way, even though we're just talking about like new things, where we are now, what we want our future to be, and we're just like here and for you to randomly be like, remember when like we were 16, I like low-key cheated on you? To me, that would be like super random. I think she would be like, what the fuck are you like bringing that up?
Like,
you know what
mean.
I mean?
It seems mean to bring up.
I think it would feel like unnecessary, like really random if you guys were not like all up on your high school shit. But if you guys got together and it was just like so high school and just reminiscing and talking about all these things and all your favorite memories and shit like that.
That would not be anyone's favorite memory. No, I promise. Not mine, not hers.
No, no, not that. But I think it's just like if the conversations were just so
Y'all are drama, that's why.
Can I just say, I'm just saying like if it was just so high school and like childhood focused and like that's all you guys were talking about and like that's kind of what you were basing your new foundation on of like that connection, it would feel a little weird to like literally talk about everything around it. But
here's
that
my
really? And also I'm also thinking like for me and like my town, everyone, it's such a small town that like all of us know each other. I would also think like, is there, and I'm not applying this to you, this is just like where my brain goes, like is there a way for her to find this out super randomly?
She could.
And that
very well could.
That would be weird if you guys, if like you didn't say, and she finds out from old girl, and she's like, just FYI, I don't know if you knew this. I just think,
why would old girl come out and say that?
Dude,
bro, that would be
because you post a pic together. Imagine this. You post a pic together. Old girl slides in the DM. She says, hey, remember when I kissed him at the thing? And she's like, what the fuck? Because your relationship
are weird like that. People are weird like that.
Is a house built on a foundation of lies. Because here's the thing. She was like, oh, let me hang out with my old friend from high school, Steven Yancey. And then she's like, oh, we had such good times together. And then you come up and then the whole thing's a lie. It was never true.
I'm also just speaking from my own experience of how I know, like how my hometown is and how connected everybody is. Yeah. Like just to, and also just how small town it is. I'm telling you right now, like, I mean, my parents' age and my parents' friends, the shit they talk about back in high school, I'm just saying, like, I would not want to put myself in a situation where someone else is telling my partner something about me. So I'm always putting all my cards on the table, good and bad.
Yeah.
But that's just because that's how my small town is. Erica says, yep, girls will bring that shit up years later. Yes, they will, because girls don't forget. And the reason why I asked you if they were friends, because here's the thing too. Let's say that girl was like in love with you and like you really hurt her by
25 years ago.
Bro,
this was last year, I guess.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, it is not, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's mature. I'm not saying it should be done. But will a girl that you've scorned at 16, 15 years old come out of the woodworks to tell your current girl what the fuck you did? Yeah, she will.
Okay, let's be honest about this.
It'll be in a sense like this too. It'll be like, wish y'all well, but I just want you to know.
I had him first.
Just, you know, hope you guys are good, but I just think you need this information. Bye. Like, that's what they will do.
Okay, and I mean this in the kindest of ways. The two women, amazing women that I work with, a flair of the dramatics.
Not us.
The
not the most dramatic one on the show calling us dramatic.
YouTube, can you hop in for 1 second?
Yeah, what does YouTube say?
Do you think that would be something I would have needed to bring up? Let's just say that it would have worked out. What do you think that I should have been like, hey, I need to let you know before this goes any further, I kissed another girl 25 years ago. Because I'm telling you,
but you cheated
on
her.
If that was reversed, I would be so pissed that she told me that.
She told you?
I would be so pissed. I'd be like, why would you even like start this out with making me feel like I can't trust you now? Like,
I do think men and women are different in that sense.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to figure out, because I personally,
and I don't know.
Feel so disrespectful to me.
To you?
I trust you more if you told me.
Disrespectful.
If I found out you had stayed in my home and not told me that, I would be fucking pissed. Wow. I don't
Would
care.
You really?
Yeah, I would actually be mad.
Because would you have rather had the opportunity to kind of like, oh my God, no way, that's crazy, and then move on versus,
exactly. Exactly, because it feels like...
Yeah.
All right, YouTube, you got to talk faster. We got to go.
Yeah,
you got to talk faster. We got to get out of here. Would you want someone 25 years later, if you're going to rekindle something, would you rather Would you rather them tell you up front, or would you rather them not bring it up because it just feels like that was forever?
Celia says, meh, you were 15.
You were 15, meh. You know? Yeah, like it just feels like that just like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, I mean, no, literally. It's true.
Even I would say even if it was 10 years ago, I wouldn't want to know.
I just honestly, dude, I think there's just so many factors that play into that, yeah. And what it's going to mean. Like, it's like, how small town is this? Are we talking? Like, are they still friends now? Do they still talk now? There's like so many things that like really will dictate the
Does
answer to that.
Does she have cheating trauma? Like, you know, some people.
But what if she did have cheating trauma?
Erica says yes, because who's to say history won't repeat itself?
Bro, Erica, you can't say history. Bro, that's like, Erica, that's wild. That is wild to say.
And see, my thing is, if you bring it up in a lighthearted way, because it is so long ago, then it's like funny and it's out of the way. But if I find out you intentionally hid it from me.
Yeah.
Marcy says, don't bring it up. Celia says, so if my high school boyfriend I was with for 8 years cheated on me and told me, I feel awful if I found that out now.
Yeah,
but we were together for 8 years, hurt. So.
Oh yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, 8 years.
Well, luckily she wasn't interested, so.
Yeah, avoid.
No harm, no foul.
There you go.
I guess I got away with cheating. It's a joke, Jessica. It's a joke.
I didn't say anything.
I was just ready for your attitude. Okay.
I didn't say anything. That's you. It's your life.
Okay. I'm kidding, y'all. Jeez. Can everybody lighten up a little bit? Mercury retrograde. We're just trying to get through this year, okay? All right. Hey, thank you for being a part of the show today. Wait. What?
Oh, wait, what did Amber say?
Amber said,
you have to tell her I have a friend who reconnected with his college girlfriend and LOL.
High school?
What?
High school girlfriend?
I'm confused. What was it?
Oh, you're saying basically tell the story, but say it in the third person of someone else. Oh, so I have this and see how
gauge the reaction.
That's pretty smart. All right, hey, yo, you're the podcast fam, man. We appreciate y'all being here. Good to be back. Good to be heard. Jess,
this is built on, you know, our podcast is built on the foundation of honesty and trust. Clearly.
I wonder if it's going to get back to her. I don't know if she listens to this one.
I hope it does.
I hope
send
it does.
Her the link.
If she hears, I'll ask. If I don't want to bring it up
to
her.
No, but she'll be fine now because she's not into you. If she was into you, it'd be way different.
I'm not going to bring it up to her, but if she says anything about this, I'll bring it on. I'll bring her on. But I'm not going to bring it up to her, so.
You know what you should have done during Wicked? You should have been like at intermission. No, you should have been like, so how do you feel about like Fiero kind of like playing both sides? Like what's going to an alphabet?
Are you down with that? Like what, like, if you did that, but it's been like 25 years? Like, would that be okay? Or
what are your feelings on the plot and like the entanglement of the three?
I mean, he's confused. I'm sure he was just confused at the time. He's young. He's probably really young.
They too were in high school.
He's just dancing through life, man. He's just trying to have a good time.
You're so stupid. All right, Jess, when's this podcast coming out? You keep talking about it. This is like
dude,
GTA 6 over here. Or something.
I'm actually posting the first teaser today.
Let's go.
Posting the teaser today, and the first episode will be out next Wednesday on April 16th with my mom.
Nice.
And I'm really...
Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Why?
I am nervous. I don't know.
What are you nervous about?
I'm a little nervous because... Okay, I think actually I'm really happy and nervous about it because... And what made me feel better is I talked about a lot of things with my mom that I really haven't talked about with myself, just because I just didn't want to assume I can discuss certain things, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think having certain conversations with her made me feel like I could open up more about other things, but it's still the first time that I've talked about, you know, instances that have taken place in our lives, and I think that makes me a little nervous but really excited because I feel like it'll help like a lot of people is my hope, you know?
That's great. I love it. We're excited. The 16th, you said?
Yeah, April 16th.
There you go. Can't All right, wait. We'll listen to the teaser when it comes out today. That's cool. Charlotte.
Hello.
Where do we find you?
I'm just at PTSD Diva. I don't got any fun side projects right now. I'm sorry. All right.
Well, we'll look forward to the day when you do. And I'm that guy Kramer. My podcast is called Certified Mama's Boy, and we appreciate you guys supporting all of our stuff. So, you know, we'll see you hopefully next week, but if not, what?
Nothing.
What?
I want you to sign off and be like, and we support cheating on this show.
And we hope you get away with your affairs.
And I'm a testament to say it doesn't matter 20 years later. It doesn't.
Honestly, I don't think affairs matter 25 years later.
What?
I don't. After 10 years, affairs don't matter anymore.
What? Okay. So basically, you can cheat on someone once every time.
Yep. Yes, you can.
You get a little refresh.
I mean that. I think you can cheat on your partner once every 10 years.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, have a good day, everybody. See ya.